I think one of the interesting features we've found is that during conditions of death, specifically to significant others, such as husbands and wives and children, effectively anyone with whom there's bonding, emotional bonding, anterior cingulate type bonding, during these conditions, individuals can often, particularly during dream states, particularly during altered states, can experience information at a distance. And we now realize it has something to do with the right hemisphere and the way the right hemisphere can detect information spatially and how it can respond to emotions. And again, it has to do with bonding. It only seems to work with individuals with whom there's a great deal of emotional bonding.
While scientists like Dr. Persinger explore the communication that occurs between those at the point of death and their loved ones, they still tend not to acknowledge the possibility that the soul can